I can write a person in. Give me a call today at 864-307-8484 and let's go through the exercise together.
There you have it, listener. Gary thinks you have a pretty good chance of qualifying for a special election. So give him a call today, 864-307-8484, to find out. You'll thank me later.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows, and doors, roofing and decks, siding, and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability, and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Tired of waiting on hold forever? Talking to someone three states away who doesn't get it? At Upcountry Fiber, we're your neighbors, right here in the upstate, bringing you fast fiber internet and real local support 24/7. No pushy sales, no surprise fees, just honest service and a strong connection. And now it's a perfect time to switch. Save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local, a stronger connection.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Dan Wetzel is now quoting Sherrone Moore as when he did whatever he did, broke in, threatened, terrorized, whatever, as saying, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to make you watch. My blood is on your hands. You ruined my life. Where does that come from? Her? How do you get that quote? I mean, he's got this in quotes. I mean, do you have a recording of that? How do you know that? I mean, how would you know that?
Okay. Well, whoever he said it to, right, told him.
Well, I said it would have to be the woman. That's right. Who he's saying it to.
Right.
But, I mean, that's a quote? I mean, based on what she said? If she said anything? I mean, I don't. Let me see if there's. No, it's a story with Pete Thamel. Let me see here. Let me see. Joe, hold on 1 second. Okay. Prosecutors said Friday that Moore forced entry into the woman staff member's apartment and said, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to make you watch. My blood is on your hands. You ruined my life. He appeared by video conference at the arraignment, stating his name and clearly answering two questions with, yes, Your Honor. He wore a white jumpsuit, his expression sullen, his hands folded on his lap. He appeared to wince as the prosecutor went through the timeline of his actions. Barged his way into the woman's apartment, went to a drawer in the kitchen, grabbed several butter knives. Butter knives. With a pair of kitchen scissors before threatening to take his own life. With the butter knives? The prosecutor also detailed that Moore had an intimate relationship with a woman he worked for with a number of years before she ended the relationship Monday. The split prompted a flurry of calls and texts from Moore that the woman did not return. Moore is married to another woman. They have three children. The woman's admission and supporting evidence led the school to quickly dismiss Moore for cause. That's all they were looking for. They were looking to dismiss him for cause, and apparently have done so. We'll see how all that plays out. I have no idea. But it's astonishing that you could go from where this guy was and to get by the other stuff, because he was basically caught up in the previous issues. You know, you would think you basically got a get out of jail card before on the previous issues. You would think that you would want to stay straight. Honestly, you know, it almost seems like if he had just let this thing with this woman die.
Yeah, that, maybe nobody would have been
right, that
wiser.
He'd still be coaching Michigan. Joe in Virginia. Joe, good to have you.
Didn't he get a stalking charge too?
Yeah.
Because that would also change things.
Yeah.
Yep. Because that means he was doing it before that. So again, he had a lot of problems. And I stand by what I said the other day. I don't really feel sorry for him. He's a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
He's going after a woman. Yeah. I can't. That's on him. He's a grown man. You don't go after women. You just don't.
Oh, 100%. You know,
So anyway, like, I hope he turns his life around, but he's probably going to go to jail for 5 years. That's what the felony charge is for breaking in and
right. Yeah.
In Michigan.
It looks that way.
But, you know, I think there's a really problem in society when we stop giving accountability to men and what type of message that says. I keep seeing this stuff. It's like, well, they just wanted him out. No, he brought it on himself. And you're still responsible for your actions in this country. You are.
They saw an exit strategy. I mean, they saw a way to get out without paying them, without question. I think it's an almost certainty that they knew about this and they knew what was going on. They didn't take action then. They took action after the worst of it happened. But nonetheless, it's still an avenue out for them because it's a break of the morals clause and they're going to get away with getting rid of him with cause. So they're going to move on from him. It's not going to cost them anything else.
I still think they can do better than DeBoer. I'm not really high on DeBoer anymore. I'll just be honest. Well, maybe all that run at Washington was Penix.
Yeah, look, I don't love DeBoer. I didn't think that was as great a hire, but I don't hate him either. I think he'd be a massive upgrade at Michigan and maybe a better fit. I just think he's not a fit at Alabama. I think that becomes more clear by the day.
I wanted to change my national championship pick. I'm going with Texas Tech instead of Indiana. I thought about it a little bit more.
Oh, look, Joe's going with me, Ramona. Now I got to change mine.
Just the versatility of that defense. That's a special defense. One thing about South Carolina.
Here's the negative, okay? And I mentioned this last night at the show. If Texas Tech is to win the national championship, in all likelihood, they're going to have to defeat Oregon, Indiana, and Ohio State consecutively. If they do that.
It's a tall task.
Yeah, virtually impossible. If they somehow do that, they will be the most worthy champion in the history of the sport.
I mean, honestly, they have the talent to do it, but, yeah. You know, when you put it out that, is there a podcast of that whole recording? I missed it, somewhere on the website.
Yeah.
That'd be great to listen to. Just about South Carolina real quick, I think Beamer's made the right hires, but here's the thing. When you give up 42, 43 sacks, you have to blow up the offensive line. It doesn't matter who we have at quarterback. Tom Brady could be at quarterback. If you give up 43 sacks in 12 games, you ain't going to win anything. And I looked at the schedule. You got to win games. you got to win games, and I know you're going to do the history and all this other stuff. You got to win games. And he's either going to be a lame duck and going to be fired, or he's somehow going to have to save his job.
He's 100%, you know, he's 100% getting fired if he doesn't at least threaten the playoffs, because he put that on himself with the things he said. So if he doesn't achieve that level, this will be his last year at South Carolina. That's why it's a little odd that Kendall Bryan tied himself to it. Well, Joe, we don't know. You know, I said this earlier, you know, in a conversation of what these teams are going to be, we have no idea, because we don't know what the roster is. I mean, we have no idea. We know what South Carolina looks like today, and today you'd say, oh, yeah, they can't handle that schedule. But what about after the transfer portal? I mean, the whole key is the portal.
Sellers and Harbor are going to be back, you know, but, you know, again, Walt, this is a guy.
Has that been stated now?
Not officially, but everybody's saying the same thing.
Okay.
Everybody's saying the same thing. But here's the thing, Walt. He's choked in the fourth quarter many times, not just last year. He's done it before.
Who?
And until you fix the offensive Beamer.
Oh, okay.
Until you fix the line.
Well, you just mentioned Sellers.
I mean, Beamer, if you don't fix the line and we don't have a running back that's worth anything, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if Tom Brady's playing quarterback.
But Joe, that's part of the portal process. I mean, look, Joe, two of the top three teams in my mind in the nation, Indiana and Texas Tech, were largely built through the portal. And so, you know, that's what anyone is capable of. Therefore, until we know the answer to those questions, you know, we have no way of knowing. I mean, like, and that's true with Clemson, too. Like, we have no idea who Clemson's quarterback is next year. If Sellers is staying at South Carolina, you at least know who your quarterback is.
Well, we also won four games with Sellers, too. So,
pointed out.
At the end of the day, well, if I'm a betting man, I think he's going to be out. I think the best we can hope for is 8-4, even if we have transfer portal. I just don't see it. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. We'll see how it plays out. We're going to play that clip now.
Okay.
All right. So before we do, let me just set this up. Obviously, a big weekend. We have the Heisman Trophy, which I've never cared about until now, till the Pavia clan is headed to New York. I mean, Ramona's just laughing right off in there. The Pavia clan in New York is the most interesting Heisman Trophy of my lifetime. The rest of them are all unbelievably boring. They just can't suck enough. But this is going to be the best ever. I don't even know if they're – are they letting the brothers out, like, on work release to – I mean, I have no idea. Are they going to have ankle bracelets and allow them, like, free passage?
They have buzzers. Yeah, every time they do something.
Yeah. I have no idea. But, you know, the whole Pavia clan is truly special. And to have them in New York for the Heisman is just unbelievable. And, of course, we're going to have a bowl game with Boise State and Washington I can't wait for. And then the biggest event is Army-Navy. And, you know, it's funny, because, like, when I was a kid, my father was Army, my brother's Navy. When I was a kid, and, you know, we always had to watch Army-Navy, and I was like, yeah, let's get to Oklahoma, you know. I didn't get it. And I don't know exactly when I did get it, but when I got it big time. And there's nothing like it. There's just nothing like it in sports. There never can be. There never will be. And I eat up every second of it. It's just awesome. It's just absolutely incredible. And this year's Army-Navy game will, of course, be incredibly special. Having said that, every year I can't wait for the introduction, because every year they put something great together. And about 6 or 7 years ago, CBS put it open together for Army-Navy that takes you back through the history of time, through the annals of time, and Stagecoach and everything else. And it was just unbelievable. It was the greatest promo I've ever seen. And every year we play it, and we're going to play it for you now, because this is Army-Navy, and this is what this game means. And and the father at one point of one of them, of one of the participants said, this is the only game where everyone who's playing in it is willing to die for everyone who's watching it. Play it, Ramona.
From the very beginning, it's always started the same way. For every one of them. Across generations. Across eras. Across history. Over more than a century, they've all waited to get the same word. To get word that they've been chosen. Chosen to sacrifice.
Are you kidding me?
To dedicate.
There's a letter.
To serve.
Dear Mr. Elliott.
Dear Mr. E.
Dear Mr. Holden.
You've been selected for a mission.
And authorized to report to the United States Naval Academy.
United States Military Academy.
On the 9th of July, 1960, 1921,
on 12 July, 2001.
Annapolis, Maryland.
West Point, New York. So proud of you, son.
Are you sure about this?
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Boy's going to be an officer in the United States Army.
Only they know what it feels like to be a different kind of kid. The kind of kid willing to risk life for country.
So many people ask, why would he ever commit to going to this type of an institution?
It's scary as a parent.
It's something I think every parent thinks about.
But you're proud of him on the other hand, you know?
They're actually giving up a lot of themselves to support and protect everyone else.
How many people can say that that's what their kid decides to do?
It's in his heart, and it has to be in your heart to defend the country.
You can expect to be challenged academically, physically, morally. Your summers basically don't exist.
You miss out on the kids' holidays.
It's not going to be an easy journey.
You have your academics, you have your military duty, and you have football.
Yes, it is just a game. But a game that epitomizes everything they're here for.
It's the only game that everyone's playing in it. They're willing to die for everyone who's watching it.
Since 1890, the Army-Navy game has embodied the timeless commitment of a group of young men and women to the nation and the ideals that both academies serve. War heroes, presidents, and Heisman winners have all graced this stage. Enemies for one day, who know their calling will unite them when they leave the field. Just as their stories do, wherever in America they began.
Tenafly, New Jersey.
Chicago, Illinois.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Our son is Jackson Pittman.
James Nautical, number 19.
Johnny Traynor.
Number 6.
Andrew Wood, number 61.
Go Navy!
Lead Army!
Fort Atkinson is cheering for
you. Come on, Park, you got this!
Back to back.
We can do this.
Kick some butt.
Go Army!
Lead Navy!
Go Navy!
Lead Army!
It's the library.
Never forget how it all starts for them. Never forget what it takes to decide as a kid that your life is going to be about more than just yourself.
You're a mother, you're always gonna worry.
That's her first one. She carried him around for 40 weeks.
They would do whatever it took to protect our country. It's tough.
Once he decided and thought that this was right for him, I supported him 100%.
He knew it was the place for him, so I really just tried to embrace that.
I'm not going to be selfish. It's the unselfish thing for your kids. You let them go. You gotta let them go.
From the very beginning, it's always started the same way. Across generations, across eras. They've gotten word that they've been chosen to sacrifice, to dedicate, to serve. And they've headed off to West Point and Annapolis. It takes a certain kind of kid to commit to these institutions. Now, today, in a football game, celebrate the courage of every man and woman to ever make that commitment. For the 118th time, this is Army-Navy.
you know, if you're dissatisfied in any way with the nature of college athletics now, the last bastion of purity is Army-Navy, and it's still as good as it gets, and it gets better every single year. The only game where everyone who's playing in it is willing to die for everyone who's watching it. That is Army-Navy. Walt Deptula Road Rage will be right back.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
It's the ideal time of year to visit ACD Sports on 123 and Easley. ACD has a great selection of Clemson items for all ages in their Clemson fan shop, plus spirit wear for Pickens County Schools. ACD does team uniforms, company caps and polos, embroidery and screen printing, and can set your team, business, or group up with a free online store with items using your logo. Find out why you should have ACD Sports on your team. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 5. ACD Sports, Highway 123 Easley, next to Chick-fil-A.
For over 25 years, Estes Heating and Air has been proud to serve our community with comfort you can count on. At Estes, we believe maintenance matters. Keeping your system running smoothly not only saves money, but also keeps your family safe and comfortable year-round. We're more than just a heating and air company. We're your neighbors, focused on meeting the needs of our community with trusted service and care. Schedule your maintenance today at estesheatingair.com. Estes Heating and Air, comfort for your home, care for your community.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Got a crowd to feed? Big game watch party? Office lunch. Mellow Mushroom Clemson caters any event, big or small. From stone-baked pizzas to wings, salads, hoagies, and more. With gluten-free and vegan options, we have everyone covered. Call ahead or order online. Delivery available at mellowmushroom.com or swing by 1007 Tiger Boulevard and let us bring the flavor. Mellow Mushroom Clemson. Pizza, beer, and vibes that make every event unforgettable. Mellow Mushroom Clemson.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Rain-X wipers are the number one wiper blades in America. That means all kinds of drivers choose Rain-X. Big drivers in small cars choose Rain-X. Small drivers in big cars choose Rain-X. Drivers with long hair and short commutes choose Rain-X. Drivers with short hair and long commutes choose Rain-X. Drivers with pets on board, babies on board, and bored babies on board choose Rain-X. Basically, drivers who love a clear view of the road all choose Rain-X wipers, the number one wiper blades in America.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
I don't like how folks I love. Me and my former best.
That's too funny. Robert's thanking us for playing that. Says absolute chills every time he hears it. And said he absolutely loves it. I get that every year from people. Again, what year was that, Ramona, that particular clip came from?
I have written 2017. So it might have been a year before that.
Well, I would try 2017. You can find it on YouTube. It's one thing to hear it. It's another to see it. It really is amazing, but that's what this game is all about. And it has a greater meaning than any other football game because the importance of it far exceeds the game itself. It's an event like no other. Let me tell you about Bennett Equipment and Supply. The website is bennettequipment.com. Again, go to the website. In a portal world, this is your portal to all the good stuff. Bennettequipment.com. Bennett Equipment Supply has been in business for 25 years, four locations, 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster, and 1897 U.S. 76, Hiawassee, Georgia. Bennett Equipment provides you with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done. Built to care, built to last, big enough to handle it, small enough to care. They feature Takeuchi equipment. Takeuchi is the innovator in the industry. They came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-1980s. I have personal experience with renting a Takeuchi excavator from Westminster. Bennett Equipment Supply location. It did work from morning through night on my property. It was friggin' amazing. You know, they say Takeuchi works while others are being worked on. That's a fact. You get it at Bennett. You can't go by a construction site in the upstate without seeing this union of Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. Your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs, largest supplier of scaffold in the upstate. This is Bennett Equipment. Sales, rental, service, parts. Look, you know how it goes. If you need to buy it or rent it, you get it from Bennett. You'll thank me later. Seminole Ted. Ted, how are you, Ted? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, just got in hearing you talk. I assume you were talking about the Army-Navy game?
I was, yes.
You know, it's one of my favorite games of the year, Walt. I've had multiple family members served in both branches in the Marine Corps as well. And I tell you, one of the greatest things about this game to me is when other seniors are worried about where they're going to play football at the next level, these duty stations going to be, you know, am I going to be, what plane am I flying? What tank am I driving?
Yep,
you know, exactly. And what makes this game so great is when it's all said and done, they come together and celebrate each other at the end.
It's the best part of it all.
Contrast that with other teams that want to fight and wrestle and, you know, make a big scene on the football field. These people celebrate each other on the football field afterwards.
Yeah, because ultimately they know, Tad, that they are all on the same team, and that's Team America.
That's correct. Well, it's my favorite game. I'm looking for Navy to win. I pulled for Army last year. I try to pull for one every other year. I'll change every year just because, like I said, I got so much family that served in both.
Yep,
so.
I got both, too. My family served in both as well, so I'm right there with you. And
enjoy your weekend, Walt.
Yeah, you too, Ted.
Have a good one.
Yep, thank you, Ted. Yeah, I have the ultimate respect for all who have served and for every young man and woman who participates and every young man who plays in that football game and all that it means. It's an event. It's like no other. I mean, when you see that video, you see all the presidents and Heisman Trophy winners and people don't remember. They don't remember that at one time, Army and Navy were the best teams in the nation. And obviously, times have changed, but they remain super competitive. But again, these players share a bond that goes way beyond the events of a football field. But make no mistake about it, they're ultra competitive individuals, and they desperately want to win the Army Navy game. Desperately. I mean, I've seen so many amazing things over the years. The Trent Steelman thing will never leave my heart and mind. This is a guy who quarterbacked the Army for his whole career, and hadn't experienced victory over Navy. He's the ultimate leader, absolute ultimate leader, and he's leading his team downfield in his last go round, last chance to try and beat Navy. Leading his team downfield, and he gets down near, I want to say around the 10-yard line, and fumbles and loses out on his last chance to beat Navy. He was heartbroken. I mean, just there's no way to describe the anguish and the pain that you could tell that he was feeling. And it was a shame. I mean, but you know, that's the nature of the sport. But yeah, I will never forget that imagery of Steelman walking off that field, and trust me, he was really respected by the other side, very much respected by everyone who knew him. And you know, I'm sure he's on his way to being a general or something. Hey, listen, Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced and the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs, for industrial customers, residential, commercial, all of it. Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. They're the absolute best. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing, serving the upstate since 1935. Again, Ramona, what do you suppose this area looked like in 1935?
I have no idea.
I don't either, but I know that somewhere around here there was a Gilstrap roof, which is just insane, and they're still doing it today. Family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. How many other roofers can claim that? Fully licensed, bonded, and insured, full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, GAF Master Elite Certified, gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232. Online, gilstrapproofing.com, gilstrapproofing.com. You will 100% thank me later. All right, on to some additional college football conversation. Last night, we had our bowl preview show. I believe that all of the participants picked their national champion from the group that includes Oregon, Texas Tech, Indiana, Georgia, and Ohio State. So the four teams that got byes and Oregon. And right at the end, I posed this question. I said, all right, so we all have picked a national champion from these five teams. I said, are we in agreement that the sixth team would be Miami? And everybody agreed with that. So we not only agreed on the top five teams, but we agreed on the sixth team being Miami as the only other team mentioned that has a shot to win the national championship. And while I think that's true, and I believe in that, it has been such a crazy year that I'm not going to rule anything out. And let's keep in mind, Ohio State was the eighth seed last year. They did not get a bye. They played in round one. The team that won the national championship last year did not get a bye. Is it an advantage? We don't have enough of a statistical sample to have any idea yet whether it's an advantage in the college football playoff poll of 12, whether it's an advantage to have a bye or not. In some ways, it might be. But in others, it might not. Like, is it going to hurt Oregon to play James Madison? No, it probably helps them. It probably keeps them sharp. They get to play on a more regular schedule as opposed to sit idly by. You know, you don't know what the layoff effect, what that does to the game. We don't know. For years, when they played the Super Bowl on 2 weeks off, they thought that it damaged the game. Now, it's hard to know how it impacts college kids who are playing on a fairly regular schedule. I don't think it hurts to play game one as long as you win it. You know, and so for a team like Oregon, I think they may benefit from playing James Madison in game one, because James Madison is not a threat to Oregon. If they are, then we're going to have a new story and even more craziness than we've had already this year. I don't know the answer to that, but to me, I just think that there's just not enough information yet. I do think the teams that are slotted in the buys with the buys have really good football teams. And, you know, maybe that's to their advantage. But I've believed all along, I mean, recent weeks, and obviously Texas Tech was one of the things I'd write before the year. But I rank these teams, and again, I think you have to put Indiana 1 right now in terms of what they've accomplished. And then I think Ohio State is 2. But I think Texas Tech is as good as either one of them. And so for me, I have Texas Tech slotted right there ahead of Georgia. And I have Oregon ahead of Georgia, too. Because I think Oregon's a better football team than Georgia. I think Georgia's the fifth best team in this equation. The Georgia fans, I know, don't like that. But I'm not saying it because I don't like you. I look at the totality of the year and what I've seen from Georgia. And there have been a lot of close calls and a lot of close escapes. And my biggest problem with Georgia right now is I don't think they fully trust their own quarterback. I think Gunnar Stockton has great heart. And if that was all it took, then I think Georgia would be good. I don't question his heart. I question his talent. And I just don't think he throws the ball well enough. I think when you get into this stage and you're playing against other potentially elite quarterbacks, that's where I think Georgia fails. I just don't think – I think Georgia wants to believe he's Stetson Bennett, and I just don't think he is from a throwing the football standpoint. I don't. And I think as these games tighten up, we're starting to see that out of Gunnar Stockton. And I just don't think – that he's good enough to push Georgia over the top against the team that matters. We're going to find out, though, and we're going to talk more about this on the other side as well. You can get in if you want, 654-7627, 654-7627. You can get in, and we'll talk about it. Before we go to break, let me tell you about Ortho Laser of Spartanburg. If you want to get rid of your pain, call my friends at Ortho Laser, 255-255. Three fives. Boiling Springs Road, Boiling Springs, South Carolina. A short drive from anywhere in the upstate. This is the number to end your pain. 864-327-8001. 864-327-8001. Of course, tell them I sent you. Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Recoverwithlight.com is the website. Heal at the speed of light with non-invasive, drug-free laser light therapy aimed at reducing pain, inflammation, accelerating healing. Therapy is FDA cleared, non-surgical, drug-free, no needles, no downtime. Treatment suitable for chronic pain, injuries, post-surgical recovery. Whether you're a high school or college athlete, or whether you're a weekend warrior or anybody. Flexible treatment schedule, sessions typically over several weeks depending on condition. Check out their 5-star ratings on Google. What patients experience is relief from pain after only a few treatments for most patients. You can avoid surgery in some cases, like torn tendons or rotator cuff injuries. Discounts for veterans and first responders. Cash credit, even use your HSA or FSA. They offer flexible payment options via a payment program called SunBet. Allows patients to split costs into 4 interest-free payments if eligible, though treatments are typically not covered by insurance. Patients often find the cost extremely reasonable given the benefit of the treatment, and you can get a 6-visit package for under $500. Look, I don't care what your pain is, okay? Knee, hip, shoulder, neck and back pain, foot pain, head and elbow pain. Trust me, call them. Book your free 15-minute phone consultation to see if you're a good candidate to heal your pain with light therapy at 864-327-8001. 864-327-8001. Recoverwithlight.com. And as always, like I said, when you call them, tell them I say it's how it works. Quick break.
You know, everyone says that they'll start after the holidays. And that's exactly why most people never tackle weight loss. But right now with PhD Weight Loss, they're making it easier than ever to start before the new year with a bonus designed to get you going. They're adding 2 free weeks to the program. That means you can ramp up during the holidays and start the new year already working towards your goals. Those 2 free weeks, that means you won't roll into the new year feeling behind. You'll hit the month of January already losing, already feeling better, and already in control. Thanks to PhD's Metabolic Reset System, it teaches your body to burn the fat first, without drugs, starvation diets, or endless workouts. Just a smart, science-based system that fits real life. And when you mention 2 weeks on the phone, the consultation fee is completely waived, as well as the cost of the food during the program. There's no reason to wait, no reason to repeat last year. Give PhD Weight Loss a call today and start 2026 ahead. At 864-644-1900, that's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Be home for the holidays with a brand new home in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson. The Sunrise Community by Empire Homes has move-in ready homes for sale, which means you can be moved in and unpacked before you welcome guests for your year-end celebrations. New reduced prices plus a 2-to-1 buy-down mortgage incentive with a starting rate of 3.99% means big savings for you. The community pool opens in 2026. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to explore these new homes at Sunrise.
For over 10 years, CompX National has trusted Industrial Motor Service to keep their operation running strong.
We've always had excellent service, whether purchasing new motors or having ours repaired. Doug and his crew are a great asset in keeping our equipment running.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Give the gift of wow this year. Shop at Harrison's. They'll be all smiles and new Carhartt. Harriet has layers they'll love, and there's nothing merrier than a new pair of boots. Nobody has more boots than Harrison's, including Tecovas. In fact, Harrison's is the only place in the upstate you'll find Tecovas. Get gifts for the whole family at Harrison's, the home of Work Western, and wow! Not sure what they'll love? Try Harrison's gift certificate. Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or at harrisonsusa.com. Nothing says wow like a gift from Harrison's.
Hey!
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit aceholmco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940, that's 271-7940, or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it deep, down long, there's Wesco, catches it at the 40, off the races, he goes, touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walt Deptula Road Rage, we're back. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Lavery, now located at 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500, right behind Mellon Mushroom in Clemson. Do you need someone who knows the law and is going to be on your side? That's Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He'll help you get the help you deserve. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. Areas of practice include, he's a staple in the upstate for all this time. Areas of practice include DUI. Been charged with DUI doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to go to court, face the charges. Very serious charges. Can be devastating. Can change the rest of your life. You're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect your bacon. Call Nick Lavery. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. You've been injured in any sort of accident. I'm just telling you to do as I say, not as I did. All right. If you get in any sort of accident, if you need medical treatment, seek that as a first step. As your second step, call Nick Lavery. Do not speak to anybody else until you speak to Nick Lavery, period. Trust me, he will guide you through the process. He will guide you through the insurance company nonsense. Trust me. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need. I'd get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to someone else's negligence, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you find it. And finally, parenting is hard. It can be even more difficult if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. It doesn't make them a bad kid. Kids get in trouble. It means you need some help. Well, what do you do next? You call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, because Nick is here to help you. Nick and his legal team know all the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, free, call 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, or visit online, Nick Lavery, L-A-V-E-R-Y, NickLaveryLaw.com. I promise you will thank me later. Do it. All right, back to some conversation about the college football playoff bracket. So, again, we had five different teams were selected to win the national championship last night, I believe. I think that's the case. I'm not 100% sure whether anybody chose Georgia. I think we had people pick Georgia to get to the national championship game. I can't remember whether anyone actually chose Georgia. It seems we had mostly Indiana's and Ohio State's, which makes perfect sense to me. I was very torn between four teams, or among four teams, I should say. And the among were Texas Tech, Indiana, Ohio State, and Oregon. I personally think the national championship winner will come out of that group of four. I do not think anybody else wins it. I think that the other two teams that have a chance are Georgia and Miami. I don't look at the SEC and see dominance this year. I don't see a dominant team. I think Georgia won it, and rightfully so. I think they got better defensively as the year went on. I'm just not sure how much that's been tested of late. I think the next test on that is going to be Ole Miss, and I'm just not sure they passed that test. I am predicting Ole Miss upsets Georgia in round two. I think getting rid of Lane Kiffin is going to be a bonus. I think it will galvanize Ole Miss. I don't think they're going to get by Tulane in blow-up fashion as they did the first time. I think they beat Tulane, but I don't know that it's – I think it was like 45-10 the first time. But that was a turnover-aided game. I don't think that happens this time. So I think Ole Miss gets a little bit of a tougher test from Tulane. I don't know exactly. Probably something close to the spread, probably like 38-21, something of that sort. I could see that. But I think that will only help Ole Miss moving forward. And I think they have a legitimate chance to beat Georgia, in part because I think they have the more dynamic quarterback, and I know they have the better running back in Lacy. And the other part of it is this. I thought, a little like Georgia, I thought the first half of the year, I thought Ole Miss's defense not very good. I thought they gave up a lot. I didn't think it was a championship-level defense. But I thought over the second half of the season, that defense improved significantly, got better every game. And the game that really left the impression on me, and I mentioned this last night, was the game in Norman, Oklahoma against the Sooners. Going into that game, I thought Oklahoma would win that game. Ole Miss won by like 10. I don't remember. It was like 35-24 or something of that sort. Whatever the final was, it was in that range. Ole Miss should have won that game by 30. And the only reason they didn't is that Lane Kiffin kept getting in the way. It was a blunder bowl. I mean, I've never seen a coach make more in-game decisions, bad decisions, than Lane Kiffin made against Oklahoma. This is the game where he's seen on the sideline hitting himself in the head. One of the strangest things I've ever seen. Like disciplining himself. It was just amazing to see. You've probably never seen Fawlty Towers, but if you have, it's like John Cleese slapping himself on the butt over the mistakes that he allegedly makes. That's what it looked like with Lane Kiffin on the sideline. And I thought it was embarrassing. And yet he kept doing it because he can't help himself. It's like he has a condition. It's like there's something wrong with him. And he just can't help himself. He can't just do the right thing. He keeps doing the wrong thing in games. And that doesn't allow you to win any big game. So I actually think with Pete Golding at the helm and still with the offensive staff largely intact, I think that's a positive. And Ole Miss probably should have beat Georgia the first go-round. But on top of all that, there's this. If you go back and you watch Ole Miss, Oklahoma, I promise you, you will see these things. You will see constant in-game, ridiculous decisions by Lane Kiffin, which hurt his team, and they still won by double digits. But the other thing that will jump out at you that's really noticeable is Ole Miss's team speed. All game long, Oklahoma, who has team speed, and Brent Venables, who knows defense, all game long, Oklahoma took terrible angles. It never got better. It never got better. And Venables didn't adjust to it, and his team didn't adjust to it. Ole Miss's team speed was faster than anything Oklahoma had seen, and that just stuck in my head. I promise you, you go back and watch the film of that game, you will see it over and over and over again. Oklahoma took bad angles all game long, overestimating their own speed and underestimating Ole Miss's speed. I think Georgia's ripe. They haven't got to the national championship game in the last 2 years. I think they're feeling more pressure to do so. I don't think Gunnar Stockton is elite. I think he's sort of a jag who has some leadership capabilities. But I just wonder, when you get to this level in any of these games, are they ready to stand up to that? Ole Miss is going to score points. Ole Miss is not Alabama. All right? Ole Miss can run the football, first of all. Ole Miss has one of the better rushing attacks in the country because they have one of the better running backs in America. And Bama had no rushing attack whatsoever. And we knew that going in. And I think that benefited Georgia. And plus, you know, Simpson was fading late in the year. I don't know if he's hurt or not, but he was fading. So you combine those elements, and it was obvious why Georgia was going to beat up on Alabama. This is way less obvious with Georgia and Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss is ideally situated here to upset Georgia, and I think they're going to. I think they're actually going to win the game and move on and wind up playing Ohio State. You know, we'll see about that. But, again, do I think Georgia is still one of the teams that, in theory, could win the national title? Yes. I mean, I think they're in the mix of teams. But what I found interesting was we were all in agreement on the five teams in perhaps different orders, but the five being Ohio State in no particular order, Ohio State, Georgia, Indiana, Texas Tech, and Oregon. But what was really interesting, as I said, before the close of business, I said, do you all agree that the sixth team is Miami? And everybody acknowledged that they did. So we were unanimous in that viewpoint that those are the six teams that have a chance. I think we all think that the five have the best chance, but the Miami's personnel gives them a chance to win a national title. And I think it does. They can compete at the line of scrimmage on both sides with anybody. It all comes down to Carson Beck. Look, they have big-time playmakers. Tony is a witch. I mean, Tony is Santana Moss, too. That's what he is. He gives them that level player. They've got big physical running backs. They've got a dominant offensive line. You got a dominant defensive front. The two defensive ends are probably the best pair of defensive ends in America and both going to be top 20 picks. So Miami has a lot of the pieces, most of the pieces. The one thing it's a question is Carson Beck under pressure, and I think that remains to be seen. Let me tell you about Moretti's. Hey, listen, if you're looking for a delicious lunch spot right off, you know about Moretti's for dinner. If you're looking for a delicious lunch spot right off I-385, it's Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. It's the move. Just for a quick hop from downtown Greenville or Simpsonville, exit onto Butler Road toward Malden. You're there in about a half a mile. Moretti's is serving authentic Buffalo New York style favorites. They hit perfectly at lunchtime. The stone oven pizza is amazing. The original Buffalo, New York recipe, Buffalo wings that you can't get anywhere but Buffalo. If you want something hearty but quick, try the beef on weck. They pile the roast beef, slice it thin, cook it for 8 hours, put it on a cumberweck bun with horseradish and odd juice. Are you kidding me? And how about making a kid's holiday brighter? Bring a toy for their holiday toy drive and get a free cocktail or dessert as a thank you from Moretti. So do that, please. Moretti's also has subs, sandwiches, burgers, salads, calzones, pasta, and more. Full sports bar, great sports vibe. So for your next lunch, skip the drive-thru, hit Moretti's, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just minutes off of I-385. I'm done. I'll see you Monday.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
ESPN Radio's Freddie and Harry.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson.
WCCP-FM 105.5,
AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5,
AM 1560, Cowpens.
We are the 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm Ed Bengen. Former Michigan coach Sharon Moore is facing three criminal charges after an arraignment earlier today. He is charged with third-degree home invasion, as well as breaking and entering and stalking in a domestic relationship. College football coaching news, Utah coach Kyle Whittingham is stepping down at the end of the season after his team's bowl game. According to ESPN's Pete Dammel, Utah plans to make defensive coordinator Morgan Scally its new head coach. Washington State has hired Missouri offensive coordinator Kirby Moore to be its new head coach. NFL news, Steelers pass rusher T.J. Watt had surgery.